West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, the population within the city of Tallapoosa expected to quadruple or even quintuple on Tuesday as the city hosts an event that USA Today has called one of the 10 best celebrations in America. The annual New Year's Eve Possum Drop pays tribute to the city's original name of Possum Snout and features a taxidermied Virginia opossum named Spencer, lowered within a lighted spheroid as the clock strikes 12. Spencer was stuffed several years ago by taxidermist Bud Jones. Jones passed away this past October at the age of 94. Leading up to the big finale of 2024, that event features music, food vendors, carnival rides, games, and more. Landslide, a tribute to Fleetwood Mac, performs at 7 until 9, and Eagles tribute band On the Border plays from 10 o'clock until midnight. Villarica's city staff continuing to negotiate property easements and acquisitions along Cleghorn, Darden, McCauley, North Carroll, and Gordon Streets with plans to create a shortcut in the area connecting the downtown and the Mirror Lake community over the coming year.
The biggest update on that is that all the work behind the scenes in terms of surveying and appraisals is just about completed. We've got almost all the packages put together, and in the next week or so, we will be sitting down with the consultants facilitating that process and working through property owners each one at a time, and hope to present either at January or February or a combination of both some purchase and sale agreements that are agreed upon by all parties.
Villarica's interim city manager Diana DeSantos was a guest on Friday's WLBB Community Voice. The newest plan for the connector moves the shortcut a little further south than the original proposal, and according to DeSantos, this would impact fewer homes than the original plan.
Vocally, we've heard a lot of negative. We've done our best to support a forum where everyone's voice can be heard, but you know, essentially it is up to every individual to express either their opinion, whether it be negative or positive, in terms of the actual property owners impacted by the route. Directly impacted by the route, I've not heard anyone directly come to me and say I would not be willing to negotiate a sale with you.
And that complete Community Voice interview with DeSantos and Mayor Leslie McPherson is now archived online at newstalk1330.com. And for the ninth consecutive time, the Georgia School Boards Association has recognized the Carrollton Board of Education as an exemplary board of achievement. The recognition program is designed to showcase best practices in school governance and leadership, supporting the local community through the advancement of student learning and achievement. A board must complete 9 requirements to be considered for the exemplary board designation. One of these includes earning continuing education credits via classes and training. I'm Colin Worthington.